Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey, A to Z English podcast listeners, it's Jack here, and we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English podcast. That is A to Z English podcast, one word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me, you'll be able to talk with Social, and we can answer your questions, we can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we are in the grammar zone, and we're going to talk about a and un. And Social, what is the difference between those two articles? Why do we separate those and have two different words for them?
Because they have to agree with the next word. So if the next word starts with the vowel, then it has to be an. Mm-hmm. So for example, an elephant. On a,
an igloo.
On apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, an igloo, an apple. And if it's a, it's because the following thing that you're referring to, a noun that you're referring to, I guess usually, starts with a consonant and not a vowel. So it'd be like a pie, a cake, a car. And et cetera, et cetera. Just anything that starts with a consonant. And then
a podcast. On,
and yeah, a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And an is for anything that starts with a vowel. I think it's because it does make it sound smoother. Like think about saying a elephant or a elephant instead of an elephant. It just avoids your vowel noises all mushing together.
Right. It's very awkward in English to have two vowel sounds together. We can't do that, right? They need to be interrupted by a consonant sound. Like egg is two vowel sounds together, right? So
yeah
we can't, it's a phonetic rule in English that it's much easier if you break it up with a consonant. So we say an egg, an apple, an igloo, like that.
An elephant.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it. It just keep in mind, if it's going to start with a consonant, make sure that you are using A. And then if it's going to start with a vowel, the next following word is going to start with the vowel. Make sure that you're doing A-N, un. And
right.
Yeah, that's
what about much what about it. An hour? I mean, that's an H. So we should say
yeah, that's
hour.
True. Yeah, but you don't. You say an hour. Ha. There are some exceptions to this rule, and I think it comes down to if that consonant is silent. In our, H is silent. So
Right.
you're still making two vowel sounds. So you would do an, an hour instead
What
of
about
a hour.
horse? Yeah.
But see, it's not.
It's not.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Horse, yeah, we say.
Yeah,
on
I don't know
horse.
why is it like that, Jake. What, well, Jack?
My name's Jack, by the way.
Being
No,
on the
no, no.
podcast.
You're exactly right. It doesn't. The rule is not. It's not a spelling rule. It's a phonetic rule. It's a sound rule. So, if it sounds like a vowel, we use un, and so our is a silent H, so we say an hour. But horse, we actually pronounce the H sound, so we say a horse. So it's doesn't come down to spelling. A lot of teachers teach it as a spelling rule in school, in grammar school, but it's not. And this is where a very strange word, or a very strange example emerges here with historic. I hear it all the time on the news, an historic event. And there's no reason to say an historic if you're saying, if you're pronouncing the H, it'd be a historic, not an historic. Have you heard that
Yes,
before?
I have heard that mistake, a historic, but yeah, it is a historic event. But Jack, I'm confused because when you do, oh yeah, that's true. A horse, a historic event.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't say unhorse because it's, again, you're pronouncing the H.
Yeah, when people say unhistoric, they think they're being super smart, but they're actually being too clever that they're actually wrong.
They're
It's like,
overthinking.
yes, exactly. It's kind of a weird like academia thing. I've heard it so many times. And it used to drive my teacher in my university crazy when she would hear that. And so I kind of learned from my teacher. It was like, oh, no, you got to follow the rules, right? All historic. But if you say historic and you don't say the H, you could say an historic event. But historic is not really a word we use, right? We say historic with an H. So a historic event. Weird stuff.
Crazy. All right, listeners, if you have any more questions for us or any more grammar issues that you would like us to resolve here on the podcast, make sure to leave us a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. And also make sure that you join the WeChat or WhatsApp groups to make sure that you can talk to Jack and I directly and join the conversation there. Remember that Jack and I are now doing a
English
special
Corner.
Corner. Yeah, English Corner. So that's a lot of fun. It's only 80 RMB or 10 USD dollars per month. So for 20 classes, you're basically paying 50 cents a class.
Exactly.
And it's really great. It's a community where a lot of people are excellent English speakers, and we've really enjoyed putting it together. It's 1 hour a day from Monday to Friday. And if you want more information, make sure to message I or Jack directly on the WeChat or WhatsApp groups. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.